Thank you, Lord, for helping me to understand how to better use my day and also how to stand strong and fight the enemy's attempt to silence our voice. My precious family, losing two channels in 2 weeks has been extremely taxing on all of us, but God is with us and His words will not be silenced. His love will not be stolen by the enemy. Rather, we have to man up and keep going. We have too much to live for. No laying down and quitting, only soaking up Jesus and moving on into new territory. I had Ezekiel's song put up today because the Lord played it for me during worship, and it really spoke loud and clear, so I wanted to share that with you. God will make a way. God will save and protect us, and what looks like a detour is actually a shortcut to His perfect will. And you guys know me pretty well by now, so an excess of activity normally means I can't get everything done. But as usual, I am struggling to keep up with it all, and because of that, I've had to let some things slide. I feel so badly when I can't do it all. So our precious Lord, knowing this, addressed it and restored my peace. Jesus came to me at communion. He began, "I am so pleased with all your efforts. I know how hard you are trying, my dear Claire. I know the weight of guilt you operate under every day because you didn't get enough prayer time, or if you did, you didn't get time for music. I am so tired of seeing this cycle, and I want to break it. When you come to me in the morning, gently slide into worship for a little bit. We can do a lot of worship at other times. You are right in your understanding of how important worship is to me, and in heaven you will have as much as you can take. But here, right now, you do have work to do, and if you linger for 2 or 3 hours every single day, your day passes you by. So no more than an hour's worship." Wow, that was a revelation. And I'm not saying that's for everyone, but He's drawing a line for me because of the complexity of the things I have to do and the amount of work, the volume of work. He continued, "Then I want you to go into intercession, lifting up those who have needs in preparation for my supper. But don't start quite yet. You haven't been able to get your prayers in, and this is not good. So go ahead and pray, definitely. The binding prayer. This does so much to destroy the plans the enemy has for your day. Skip this and your day will be a failure. In other words, beloved, don't skip this. Satan has made inroads because of it. Cover your website and other internet sites. This is important. There are certain aberrations the enemy is making to shortchange your viewing audience. I want this to stop. You must take authority over it, beloved." And I had to look up aberrations. It's unwanted actions, things that twist or distort. Yeah. And I've had a heck of a time trying to find where we are now on Google. So apparently they've done something with Google to really hurt us in that regard. So if you've noticed, Vimeo has taken us down. They said that we deleted the site. Jesus continued, "I know how you hate to fight, but the enemy has been kicking you around like a soccer ball. You are not a soccer ball. You are my messenger, and I want this to stop. You have so much more authority over him than you have claimed. He's a sorry loser, and you're a queen in my kingdom, so there is no excuse for what's going on. On that note, heart dwellers, you are all kings and queens in my kingdom. I have given you the authority given me by my Father. Sadly, you are not using even half of it. Wake up. Use your swords. Use my blood and my name to rout the enemy. Is he sending demons to cause distractions to keep you from prayer?" Oh boy, that's been me for the last 3 days. "Don't let this go on day after day. Engage him head on and make him stop. Use your angels for backup. For instance, Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your operations against me and your spirits of division, distraction, frustration, and hopelessness. You must stop interfering now. Then call upon your warring angels to see to it that it is executed. And do not let him get away with this, Claire. If he tries to continue, come right back after him until you've convinced him that you're serious and will not allow another move against you. He will stop, but you must take complete authority and not allow him to continue. Pray in tongues and do not stop until you are free. On that note, I just went to Buddha Pro Tools to record this for you, and twice in a row, it quit on me before I could do anything. So I started praying in tongues, and the third time it booted up. So use your tongues. They're so, so, so powerful. Jesus continued, that is the problem with most of you. You say a couple of prayers and the devils know how lazy you are, so they jump right back in and you let them. Cowards and slackards cannot inherit the kingdom of God and the power you were appointed to have. You must press in and do not take maybe or no for an answer. Pray until you get compliance. And at first that will be more effort than you're used to, but it will be worth every bit. Day after day, when Satan sees you are serious, he will flee much sooner, knowing that you're not going to back down. There are consequences to interrupting and harassing my servants in the line of duty. Use them and go on the offensive. You have the authority to do this. These are evil to the core of their being, and you have no obligation to be polite or permissive, and every obligation to protect this work I have given you, using all the force and attack necessary to put them on the run. So what I am saying is that I'm tired of seeing your days go by without accomplishing what is in your heart. Although these days have been more challenging because of those who have come against you. So my remedy for you, my precious bride, an hour of worship, intercession, and tongues, binding prayer, divine mercy chaplet, and connect with my mother on a deep level. She will pray with you. She longs to help you, Claire, because she sees the offensive launched against you by too many to name. You would not be getting this kind of opposition if your channel was not taking ground from the enemy. Do your best to worship and connect with me in the time I'm allotting you. There'll be other times for worship when you can spend the whole day with me or the whole night. But when you have work to do, you have to cut it short. Then after your worship, pray and intercede. Use your tongues. Then the structured prayers you've been given. And then my supper. From there, my love, go straight into music. I did not tell you I would surround you with songs of deliverance for no reason. I just got that, Rima. We are going to take this ground back. You will have to defend it, sword in one hand and microphone in the other, but we are going to take it back. Now, to all of you heart dwellers, the enemy is launching major offenses against marriages, communities, websites, and any enterprise that goes against the kingdom of darkness. If you are successful in reaching souls, you will be stricken with curses that you have to fight off. You cannot be casual in your spiritual warfare. You must cover yourselves, your family, this channel, and especially Claire and Ezekiel. I promise you wonderful teachings are coming because you are covering them. But there is a laxity in the whole body of Christ right now about praying. Many are tired of fighting, distracted by the holidays. Now I've given you an answer to the weariness, infused strength from me during worship. Grab hold of me and don't let me go until you've deeply connected and feel refreshed to carry on our work together. Whether that work be raising children and being a good wife and mother or being a good father, or that work is in publishing or the internet, you need to fill up on me before you can tackle it. And this requires discipline. This is the season of parties, eating, drinking, and making merry. Satan has also fanned those flames with his demons. Demons of avarice, lust, gluttony. So you are fully distracted and in the world. I do not approve of this excessive lifestyle during this season. It does nothing to glorify me. Look after the orphans and widows. Celebrate the true meaning, but please do not try to use me to justify your credit card debt. Buy your family the things they need during other parts of the year and make Christmas more holy, focusing on me and the poor. This will multiply blessings to you, my people, rather than the consumerism that's cursing you and has devoured your spirituality every Christmas. One little token gift to commemorate my birth is acceptable, but not this excessive spending, eating, and drinking. Make this Christmas something worthy of me, not an excuse to go into debt, to be eating and drinking to excess that has marked your past holidays. In heaven, we celebrate the meaning of my incarnation. We make it a time of great joy and hope, a time to celebrate the gift of salvation and heaven and the fellowship of the saints. The date is not what is important. It is what I have done to return you to the kingdom of my Father. And as little children hear the story and receive something special, they remember fondly this time of year, a time of wonder as they grow older, and it is still a time to celebrate. This time of wonder points to the wonder of wonders, my birth, to save their souls. I am with you, dear family, in this turbulent time. If you didn't know you were in a war before Claire was banned from two sites, you know now. It calls for greater effort and support and prayer, staying together and not allowing the enemy to divide you. I am with you. I will strengthen you and uphold you. Even now, I am preparing the gift of perseverance and focus to those who will seek me. You, dear heart dwellers, are the heart of my heart. I bless you now with all that you need to cleave to me and bring forth good fruit.